Christian gospel ministry must be honest, respectful, and free from manipulation. This is especially important when speaking with people who may already feel cautious about religious organizations, authority figures, or attempts to change their beliefs. A Christian should never pretend to be interested in Scientology in order to gain access to confidential information. A Christian should not hide a ministry purpose behind friendship, community service, counseling, or coaching. A Christian should not pressure someone to leave a religious community before that person has considered the relational, family, employment, housing, or emotional consequences. Our identity and purpose should be clear. We are followers of Jesus Christ. We believe the gospel is good news for every person. We also believe that faith cannot be produced through coercion. The Apostle Paul wrote that Christians reject hidden and shameful methods. We do not use deception or distort God's word. Peter instructed Christians to give an answer for their hope with gentleness and respect. These principles shape permission-based gospel ministry. Permission-based ministry begins with listening. Ask the person about personal beliefs rather than assuming that every Scientologist believes or experiences exactly the same things. You might ask, would you be comfortable telling me what Scientology means to you personally? Listen for both beliefs and longings. The person may be seeking freedom, certainty, healing, belonging, ability, spiritual knowledge, or hope beyond death. Recognizing these longings does not mean agreeing with every explanation. It means treating the person as an image bearer rather than an evangelistic project. The next step is honest disclosure. You might say, I am approaching this conversation as a Christian who believes God has revealed himself through scripture and Jesus Christ. That statement makes your foundational commitment clear. You are not pretending to stand above both religions from a neutral position. Before presenting the gospel, ask permission. Would you be willing to hear how Christianity understands salvation? May I explain what Christians mean when we call Jesus Lord? Would you be interested in comparing what our traditions mean by spiritual freedom? Permission does not weaken gospel conviction. It expresses neighbor love. When permission is given, share the gospel plainly. God created human beings for communion with him. Humanity turned from God and came under sin and death. God came to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus died for our sins and rose bodily from the dead. Forgiveness, reconciliation, and eternal life are received through faith in him. Avoid insulting Scientology as part of the presentation. The gospel does not become stronger when another person is humiliated. Avoid demanding an immediate decision. Some people need time to reconsider deeply held beliefs, relationships, and identities. An appropriate invitation might be, would you be willing to read the Gospel of John with me and discuss who Jesus claims to be? You may also offer prayer, but ask permission first. Christian ministry must protect freedom of conscience. The person remains free to disagree, end the conversation, refuse prayer, or decline another meeting. The Christian's responsibility is faithful witness, not forced conversion. We speak honestly, we listen patiently, we explain carefully, we invite openly. We remain available for questions, scripture study, prayer, and Christian community. Then we entrust the person to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts, gives new life, and opens hearts to Christ. Manipulation cannot produce genuine faith. Christian love shares the truth without hiding its purpose, forcing an outcome, or treating another person as a project. We proclaim Christ clearly, invite without pressure, and trust God with the result.